Welcome to the Storefront Church radio program. I'm Brother Freddie Wilbanks, and thank you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial or this radio station's internet connection, or our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com. Today's program is 1804. The initial air date for this program is Sunday, January 28th, 2018. Thank you for praying for this ministry and tuning in each week. There's plenty of room for everyone here at the Storefront Church. If you like, you can stand or sit right there. Some like to stand during the music and worship, but now that you're here, we want you to feel welcome and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. Sponsoring this program is Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, proclaiming the life-changing good news about the sinless life, the death on the cross, and the resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom by faith we have eternal life. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of our listeners. If you'd like to sponsor the Storefront Church, give us a call at area code 989-871-9668. Help us reach the world with the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ through the airwaves in our community and through the internet, which goes around the world, by calling area code 989-871-9668. One more time, the number is 989-871-9668. Homes by Stoddard's and Stoddard's Classic Cars in Chesning, Michigan sponsors this program. We want to thank the volunteers in today's Evangel Band. Over there already pulling on that cat's tail is Brother David Thompson. Getting ready to join us vocally in a few moments is Brother Walter Kenzie. Playing that big old grand piano this hour is Sister Narita Henley. And thumping on that doghouse bass is Brother Randy Stoddard. Agree with us in prayer for a Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival in this nation, a nation that needs to repent of its multitude of sins against the Lord God Almighty. Pray for repentance among our government officials and bureaucrats and fellow citizens and those who are invading this country. Agree with us in prayer for our missionaries, veterans, and fellow Christians, many who have been killed or wounded because of God's word, profession of faith in Jesus Christ, righteousness, and the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews, stand or have a seat, and let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
Down in my heart to stay. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay. Love of Jesus down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. Got the love of Jesus down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay.
Oh, I've got the joy. I've got the joy, 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 joy.
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay.
All right, well, let's do another good old Sunday school chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Gospel Express. Come along, answer yes. We're leaving for glory soon. And the guard is so glad he is waving his flag. Hallelujah, it won't be very long. Beep, beep, beep goes the whistle. Toot, toot, toot goes the train. Chug, chug, chug goes the engine. And we're off on the glory train. Join the Gospel Express. Come along, answer yes. We're leaving for glory soon. And the guard is so glad he is waving his flag. Hallelujah, it won't be very long. Beep, beep, beep goes the whistle. Toot, toot, toot goes the train. Chug, chug, chug goes the engine. And we're off on the glory train. Express. Come along, answer yes. We're leaving for glory soon. And the guard is so glad he is waving his flag. Hallelujah, it won't be very long. Beep, 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 beep goes the whistle. Toot, toot, toot goes the train. Chug, chug, chug goes the engine. And we're off on the glory train. Glory train.
Amen. 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 Get on board. Amen. Turn with us to hymn number 464. Hymn number 464.
I was once a sinner, but I came. Pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that He always keeps His word. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story, a sinner. Sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. I was humbly kneeling at the cross, fearing not but God's anger frown. When heavens opened and I saw that my name was written down, there was a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven.
saved by grace. Oh, the joy that came to my soul. Now I'm forgiven, and I know by the blood I am made whole. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story.
Thank you.
in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, there's another one that old hymnal would like to do. Hymn number 245. 245.
Yeah.
face temptation. So won't you tell me now, where could I go but to the Lord?
To the Lord.
Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end.
Won't you tell me now, where could I go?
Need.
Lord, again, we want to thank you for this beautiful Lord's Day that you've given us and for your many blessings that we see around us. Lord, it's simply amazing as we look around the world and all that's going on. Lord, as we're recording this particular service, it's cold outside. They're seeing a cold wave up and down the east coast of the United States like it's not been seen before. And Lord, we still hear about global warming. Lord, we don't read about any of that stuff in Scripture. We don't believe that that's going to take place. But Lord, it's chilly outside, and we know that. We have a whole group of guys that's working under us that are out there in this frigid weather, putting a roof on, of all things. So Lord, we want to be with them. Yes. Just just bless them.
Yes.
Put your hand to protection upon them, and be with our friends and relatives that are going through tests and trials and that sort of thing, Lord. We simply don't know, as one of our former worshipers in Christ used to say, you simply don't know what's behind them eyeballs that's looking at you. Lord, we don't know. We don't know what people is going through, so we want to take a moment to pray for them.
Yes.
Pray for each and every one. We want to pray for our folks who are listening to us on this radio broadcast, our congregation, if you will. Lord, we want to pray for each and every one that's listening right now. May you bless them. Bless them real good, Lord, as they bless us. We want to thank you for each and every one that is listening. We want to thank you for their sending in their funds and their prayers, primarily their prayers, Lord. That's what keeps this ministry going.
Yes.
So we want to thank you for each and every one of them. Lord, we want to take a moment to pray for those that are standing behind the pulpits right now and beginning to preach the services of the day. Lord, just bless them. Fill them with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
May they speak with clarity that their congregations need to hear. Even right now as we pray for Freddie, as he's about to bring Scripture open for us again today, may he, too, give us the word in a way that we can glean from it what you would have for us this very hour. Father, again, we want to pray for the leadership of our country and that sort of thing. There's some crazy stuff going on in the world. And, Lord, our president, again, as we are recording this particular service, our president's family is under fire again. It just seems to be that they have a huge target upon their back. And Lord, just be with him. We know he's not a saint. We know that he's not perfect by any stretch of the word. But Lord, right now we feel a reprieve, as Freddie has mentioned many times, in our nation. Direct his path. Direct his decision making. Please bless his family. And all these things, Lord, we give totally unto you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Sister Narita Henley, do you folks have a special for us today?
Yes, we have the song Little as Much When God Is In It.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
In the field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little is much when God is in it. was the place you're called to labor seems so small and little known. It is great if God is in it, and he'll not forget his own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. When the conflict here has ended and our race on earth is run, he will say, if we are faithful, welcome home, my child, well done. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Little is much when God is in it. Oh, there's so many wonderful scriptures that tell us that the widow that was, and her sons that were without during the famine, she was asked to go. They were asked to go and get the empty vessels. Nothing in those vessels, nothing in those jars. They were told to go and get as many jars as they could collect. And God filled those jars to overflowing and met their need. Oh, hallelujah. I'm reminded again also of the little boy with his small lunch of fishes and a little bit of bread, who Jesus took that little and fed thousands. Hallelujah. You know, we're trusting in God and believing in God to continue to use this ministry, the Storefront Church Radio Program, to touch many. There's little here. There's very little. There's no one here with a doctorate's degree in ministry. There's no one here with a doctorate's degree in music. We have some talented folks and that sort of thing. But even though we have very little, in the eyes of the world, we are rejoicing because we know that God can take nothing and make great things. Little is much when God is in it. Oh, thank you for that special. Thank you very much. Well, this message is for Sunday, January 28th, 2018. I trust that the Lord is working wonders in your life and you're acknowledging and praising him daily for the goodness that he's showing you. And if you feel that you are lacking or things aren't going good, I ask that you step back and reevaluate. Really, is that cup really half empty or is it really half full? And does the half full represent more than what you need? Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. For the title of this message is My God Knows. My God Knows. And I want to stop and say again, this last week we received some words of encouragement. A classmate of mine from years ago, Ron Carson, who attends, him and his wife attend the church up in Bridgeport, Michigan, contacted us. And we're so grateful to hear from those. And like I made mindful, sometimes the names slip me in the church names, but also, the folks out there as far away as Cass City or south of Cass City at MISPA Missionary Church and different ones in between and beyond that encourage and pray for us, we thank God for each and every one of you. But under the title of My God Knows, let's turn to the scriptures. Let's turn to 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, and begin at the first verse. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 1. And it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah,
This day is a day of trouble and a day of rebuke and blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the word of thy Lord will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say to your master, Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, for which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard say of Tirzah, king of Ethiopia, Behold, he has come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again to Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God in whom thou trust deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Excuse me. Praise the name of the Lord. Last time we were together, we shared the scripture prior to this and how Jerusalem is surrounded. They're under siege. And terrible things are happening, and the food supply is starting to dwindle, and this underling of the king of Assyria, this warrior, this military man, hurls insults to the people who are standing up on the wall. And if you recall, he tells them that things are going to get so bad for you if you don't surrender to me and go to where everything will be wonderful for you. You're going to end up eating and drinking your own filth. Well, praise the name of the Lord. I want to once again caution my fellow citizens that Satan comes and he threatens us day in and day out sometimes. And he also makes promises that if we will just indulge in submitting to him in one area, that he will grant us basically the desires of our heart, that he will give us all our own refreshments, if you will, our own fun, our own joy, our own happiness, if we'll just follow him and become subservient to him. But that always leads to death and destruction. There is a way that is God's way, and there is a way that is known unto man, and the man's way, the ways of Satan, lead to death and destruction. I just want to point out briefly here, something dropped into my heart by the Spirit of God. But if you start drinking alcohol, and you start drinking to excess, and you drink for fun and for drunkenness, you know, there are people who, some people who get into excessive drinking of alcohol, and they love getting to that place where they're numb to everything about them, that they're numb to the world. They even, some of them love to get to that place where they're oblivious to everything. But if they continue to this, what advertisers don't show you, what the state government and the governments of the world don't show you, and what Satan doesn't show you, is that if you stay on this path, it leads to destruction, it leads to death, it leads to slavery, it leads to heartache, it leads to brokenness and death. The same thing all around us now. People are celebrating almost every day since the turn of the year, new year, and even before the new year. Every day there's been a story on one of the local news channels or the newspaper or something about us celebrating, if you will, this wonderful thing about how that marijuana is going to be made legal, and people are going to just, they're just going to have to pay taxes. They're going to have to get the proper authorization. And I'm sure that for some people, there is some kind of relief there. There is some kind of benefit there, but that's a lie. It's just a stepping stone. It was a lie, and I tell you to look at California as an example. It was introduced first as a medicinal marijuana. Well, we'll just legalize it for those who get prescriptions for it and let them indulge in this and ease their pain. And the people who are chronically suffering, we'll just let them. Well, it didn't stop there. When you're dealing with things like this, it just doesn't go so far to get a benefit and stop. It keeps going. It keeps pushing. It keeps farther. And now, what has California done? Now they have recreational marijuana, and they can't keep up. They can't have supplies. And if you're 21 years of age or what have you, you can go get it. Now, we know from news reports and that this is not going to be followed because there's money involved. Anywhere you have money and profits like this, as long as the government's getting their taxes, they'll turn a blind eye. And they're not just going to keep it to people 21 and older, just like now. We don't keep alcohol away from those who are under 18 or what have you. In some places it's 21, some places it's 18. But this, indulgence in this and excess leads to death and destruction. And California has, in times past, been a beautiful state. It was a place after World War II, many people flocked to because it was a place of kind of like promise of new beginnings and things. And now, if you look at it, more people are leaving California than are going there. And who wants to go there to participate because they can't hide the death and destruction, the debauchery that's going on there. And so these things, along with things like prostitution and these things, they look very appealing. They look very enticing. But as we look and we, if we were to go back to Proverbs and look, the Proverbs tell us that these things lead to death and destruction. And so this soldier, this military man says, come and follow me, and everything will be wonderful. He was lying. There is nothing wonderful about slavery. There is nothing wonderful about death and disease and want and trouble and persecution and heartache and brokenness in this manner. There's a difference between this kind of brokenness and heartache and brokenness before the altar of God. So anyways, here we come, and this time this man is saying these things. And when King Hezekiah heard it, he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of God, the Lord. He humbled himself. How many of us humble ourselves before the Lord? How many of our leaders have humbled themselves before the Lord? Very, very few. In Matthew, the 10th chapter and the 30th verse, we read, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do you think that he knows when we humble ourselves? If God knows the number of the hairs on our heads individually, what a great and mighty God we serve. Do you think he knows when we truly humble ourselves? In Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 10th verse, we read, I, the Lord, search the heart and try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God knows our heart. God knew the heart of that boastful military man here in 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, is recorded there. And God knew the heart of Hezekiah. Hezekiah sent word to Isaiah, wherefore lift up thy prayer. You know, this is word. This is scripture. This is a good thing. This is what God wants us to do. He said, wants us to pray for one another. And so Hezekiah is telling the man of God, agree with us in prayer. Pray for us. And not just me, but everyone. And that's our heart's desire, that not just us here in a storefront church would reach out to God in prayer for the salvation of lost and for revival, But it's our hearts and desire that many would come and join in unison and in one spirit agreeing for a mighty outpouring of God's Holy Ghost and power and the saving of many souls and the healing of many people. In James, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse, we read, "Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And also in Matthew 18, verse 19, we read, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Did Hezekiah send word to Isaiah and say, "Agree with me in prayer because I want a new pink Cadillac"? Did he say that I want all the wine that I can drink so I can indulge myself and forget everything and become oblivious to things around me? My point is know that he did not pray for something frivolous. He prayed for the deliverance of God's people. And they came in and they were in agreement, and whoa, praise God. God heard their prayer. God answered their prayer. "Thus saith the Lord," Isaiah said, "be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard." You know, as I read this one time, I looked at it and I thought, God gave Isaiah the answer even before Hezekiah came. And whether you read it this way or not is immaterial, but I know God can. There's a saying, the answer, and there's a song, the answer is on the way. And Isaiah was in agreement with Hezekiah more than what Hezekiah knew. And in Isaiah 41, verse 10, we read, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." I want to stop right there in the middle of this verse. God was with them when they were standing on the wall, and that man was blaspheming God and ridiculing and making fun of them. It didn't seem like God was there, but God was right there with them as they were standing, as they were on the wall being insulted. They were surrounded, and hundreds of thousands of soldiers had circumferenced the city, surrounded the city. Excuse me. God was there, and he knew what was going on, and he knew what they needed. But what we sometimes don't realize, that we need God, and we need to humble ourselves before God, and we need to get ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically into a place where God can bless us, work through us, and do wonders for us. "I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." In Matthew 28, verse 20, we read, "Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." The Lord God is with us if we will be with him. If we will seek him, we will find him. Jesus told us, his disciples, and he tells us, "Ask, seek, knock, and you will receive and find." We need to be seeking after God. Many of us in the church, many around about the church, we've stopped asking. We haven't stopped asking, but we really aren't seeking God. We're not worshiping God like we should. There is no true worship. See, worship is more than just playing the right note. Worship is no more than being in the right time. Timing of a particular piece. Worship is more than just following a particular music piece right as it was written and how someone else has dictated that it should be performed. Worship comes from the innermost. And a matter of fact, the word tells us that the Lord will give us a new song. He will birth in us a song that no one knows, that only we can sing unto him. Do you realize that if you're in true worship with God, that you can make worship and praise unto God that no one else can make? And that's what God wants. He wants your true, complete devotion and love and adoration and worship unto him. In chapter 19, verse 10, we read, and I'll read it again. Thus shall we speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thy trust deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. This man, if you remember from last time's message, just says, you're going to go back to that God who you've torn down all his idols and all his Asherah poles and burned his gardens and all this sort of thing? See, sometimes there's ignorance, and I believe this man was ignorant of what was really going on in the revival before he got there. And sometimes there's willful ignorance, and then sometimes there's those who just lie about what they see. Satan had seen the move of God in Jerusalem. Satan had seen the change that was coming about. And people on the sidelines saw things too. They didn't necessarily fully understand them. And we're praying for a revival. And I'm here to tell you that if God answers our prayer, and I believe he's going to, that things are going to happen that many are not going to understand. Wonderful things are going to happen that many aren't going to be able to comprehend or grasp. And they will, as in revivals past, misunderstand and run their mouths and malign things that they're really ignorant of. And sad thing is that there are some people who will willfully malign the things of God, even though they know what's going on is for the honor and glory of God. And that's what we seek, that's what we desire, is to honor and glorify God. In Proverbs, the 27th chapter, in the first verse, it says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You know, that boastful military man speaking blasphemies up to the people standing on the wall of Jerusalem, he didn't know, he thought he knew, but he did not know what was going to happen the next moment or in the days ahead. He thought he knew, but the word of God came to Isaiah and said he's going to hear such a rumor and it's going to change what is going to happen. God is in control. And God can move the hearts of men. He can even move the hearts of wicked men and people who are in complete rebellion. My God knows. My God knows your situation. My God knows your condition spiritually, mentally, and physically. But most importantly, spiritually, my God knows your need. Would you take a moment and really truthfully evaluate yourself and your spiritual condition in the light of God's word? Would you lay out yourself before God and let God examine you? Would you let him search your heart and shine the light of the Holy Ghost and power into your heart and show you where you, even if you're a Christian, but especially if you're lost and completely undone and have never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, would you allow him to examine you, because my God knows what you need.
Jesus' name.